Good evening, everybody. Did you get your clocks turned back? No, you got to turn them ahead. Boy, I wish we could leave in one spot or another. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Oh, yeah. We have a lot of stuff coming up and some new shows coming online. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be exciting. Right now, we are on StreamYard, and that is doing our show right now. And I'll tell you what, it's an interesting thing to work with. And we've had very good results with it. Matter of fact, a lot of other YouTubers like to use StreamYard, too. So I'm glad that we're finally using it. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to the Money and Change show every Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. Just check us out at trimradio.com. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of shows coming up, and you can listen to them. You can support us by going online and buying the merchandise or buying the merch. Everybody likes to call it merch. Well, anyhow, check us out. You can get all different kinds of shirts and mugs and all kinds of stuff, hoodies, water bottles, and so forth. We don't get paid for doing the show. And the money that we make that comes off of the merchandise goes directly into the show. And we have to pay for our BMI music license. We also have to pay for airtime and advertising and everything else. It gets to be an expensive deal, but we are not taking any money for it. And really, I wouldn't want to. I want to be able to help people. That's my main reason for doing the show. But anyhow, again, welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change. Just support the show. And we can talk about the different shows. We've got the Fishing in Florida show, Life Walk with Christ God. We've got the Money and Change show, Take Point 22, the Natural Marketer podcast. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend, Rascala's Red Pill reality show. And if you want to do a show, hey, just contact us. We'll walk you right through it. Also, we've got the Nixie Weekly Music Countdown that's coming up soon. So you want to check that out. But check us out. We've got a lot of stuff. The music that you heard was from Jesse J. And that's covered by our BMI music license. And that's on our page. You can see it up in the, I believe it's in the top left corner. If you click on the page. And it says all music licenses with BMI music and 610-51-658. Subscribe to our news channels, the ticker down below, the Trim Radio Network. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn, and X, better known as Twitter. Would you believe that? I get to see the show after I do it. It's amazing. And it's good quality, too, so you want to check us out. Well, anyhow, we've got to do a disclaimer. We always do a disclaimer. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the Internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. We always have to do that and get that out of the way. I mean, always. Do your own research. Check out what you want to do with your money, how you want to spend your money, how you want to save your money, how you want to prepare for an economic downturn, which a lot of people are saying is going to be coming soon. How soon? We can't predict. Things are just not looking too good right now. And so you need to be preparing by buying extra food. And you know, at the beginning of each show, I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. I don't care if it's freeze-dried or it's canned food, but just make sure that you prepare for it. Make sure you can purify and store water. That's 1 gallon per day per person minimum. Realistically, it's between 2 and 3 gallons per day per person. So do you have that ability to save and purify that water? You should. Also, make sure that you have your medications if you need them. Make sure that you have a good first aid kit. I mean, don't go to the Wally World and get a first aid kit that has a million Band-Aids in it, one simple roll of gauze, and maybe some antibiotic ointment and an aspirin. That is not good. There was one place that I bought a really good first aid kit, and it was from Galls, GALLS.com. And you say, well, gee, that's for police, but it's also for fire personnel, and they also sell these really good first aid kits. And I'll see if I can't put a link to it, because I really had a very good kit. And I kept it for probably about 10 years, and then finally I said, I've got to update it. So I bought another one. And I keep that specifically in my car. I have another one in the house. But stock up on your first aid supplies. Do you have any peroxide? You probably want to get a bottle of peroxide, maybe a couple. It's great for sanitizing surfaces. It's great for taking care of wounds, things like that. Make sure that you also have the right clothing for the right season. Here in Ohio right now, it's been going from 70 degrees down to 40 degrees. And then back up to 60 and so forth. It's wavering back and forth. It's kind of like flu season. So make sure you have medications for that. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. It's essential. It really is. And, you know, you might want to investigate the uses of ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and a few other things. The information's out there. Just check into it. But you want to make sure that you do save your money. And you say, well, I make a minimum amount and I work a couple of jobs. What do I do? Well, you live beneath your means. You don't have to go out and eat every night or every other night. You don't have to have Netflix and buy the expensive movies. You don't need to have the expensive cable TV with shows that you don't watch and you have to pay for that. You can easily go to a long distance amplified antenna for your TVs, and you can get out of the, let's call it the, well, you know what I mean. I'd hate to name a supplier that provides a full spectrum of TV shows, if you know what I mean. You could live by listening to TV off of the air that is free. You don't have to pay for it. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I think it was this last Thursday, and he's retired like I am, and he says, I get sick and tired of paying for cable TV. And he said, you know, I have an antenna, and I get 22 different channels. He says, the only thing I miss would be the sports channels, but hey, that's the way it goes. And if I want to go watch the Cincinnati Reds, I go down to a game. But that's how he perceives his TV. He doesn't need the cable. How many times do I watch cable TV? Not that much. I watch the news, and I might grab one or another show, but that's about it. You can get a lot of things streamed to your TV, and you can save money on that. But like I said, pay down your debt. Don't go into debt. Oh, but I got to use my charge cards when I'm out. Well, pay your charge card off when you get the bill. Don't pay the interest on the bill. If you have a loan, pay it down and pay it off and avoid paying the interest. Live beneath your means. When you go to the grocery store, buy 5 extra cans of food a week. And if you've been doing that for several months, you would have a good stockpile of food to get you through an emergency. Maybe not a year, but at least 2 to 3 months. And I believe the feds are saying, oh, at least have 3 weeks of food. Well, if it's anything like what happened during Hurricane Katrina, it took longer than 3 weeks of food to get you through. And with all that stuff in the disaster, it's a problem. Also, make sure you have a tarp for your roof, actually several tarps. And then that way, if you have a leak in the roof, you can cover it with a tarp and it would do for quite a while. And so you can take care of it that way. But you have to prepare. You know, do you have a generator for electricity if the power goes out? Do you have solar panels, solar batteries? Do you have extra batteries in the house? A lot of things to consider. And that's what we've been talking on this show for years. Because if something does happen, you have to be prepared because nobody's going to help you except you. And you say, well, what about the churches and social agencies? There's only so much to go around. And when they're out, they are out. And if you want to look at how the feds help people, take a look at what happened during Katrina. It was a mess. It took them a long time to even get things fixed. All the flood damage and everything else. It takes time to get things done. So you want to prepare. Now, a lot of people say, well, what are the shows that you like to watch and promote on Facebook? Or what do you want to promote on YouTube or X or whatever? And I always say, you know, there's a lot of things we go over at the beginning of the show and I like to talk about, because a big shout out goes to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. I mean, we've been doing this for a few years, and the Trim Radio Network has been very, very nice and accommodating. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu for a Division II athletic school. They have done very well in indoor track and field. I just got the report on that. I think they were 22nd in the country. And the female group was like 12th in the country. Not bad for a small school of 4,500 students. The University of Findlay is located in Findlay, Ohio. They have 3 campuses, one for the hazardous materials campus, another campus for the main campus, and another one for the equestrian and pre-veterinarian classes. So it's a good school. It really is. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. Oh, and what degrees do they get? Oh, a bachelor's, master's, and a doctorate. And they have that, the doctorates are in education, physical therapy, pharmacy, you know, things like that. But it is a very good school. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. Big shout out to Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And he's busy making his beautiful pens. He makes some very good pens. And he also does the center sections, which happen to be what they call the blanks, the center section of the pens. Custom design, and they come out great every time. A big shout out for Money and Change right here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Whether we have a time change or not, it's going to be 7 p.m. Also, check out My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, they're talking now about a cow that calved. And of course, they're out in the middle of Wisconsin. It's starting to warm up there a tiny bit, but it's the beginning of mud season. But they talk about a lot of different things, not only in preparedness, but running a farm, also different recipes and doing different things. Check them out, Brad and Krista, at the Big Family Homestead. Also, check out the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And both Danny and Wanda are great people. They really are. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. You want to check out Dave with his boots on the ground. And people give him all kinds of information and talk about what's going on in the world and the economy. And how good or bad things really are. And Dave is a really good person. I've talked to him before, just like Brad and Krista. I wouldn't recommend him if I didn't know them or have talked to them or have communicated with them somehow, some way. Also, Prepper Nurse One, that's Ed Carswell. He's digging his root cellar into the side of a mountain. What a deal. I think it's taken him 4 months to get down in through the rock, and now he's going back into the hill. It'll take him probably four or another 6 months to do what he has to do, barring any cave-ins. He's a good guy. He's a good prepper, and you should check up on him. Also, you have to check up on Patara, and she's at Appalachia's Homestead. And she has a farm somewhere around Knoxville, Tennessee. And I don't know how far out, maybe an hour out or more, but she tells it like it is. Whether it's the economy or shopping at Aldi's or shopping at Wally World or wherever, she talks about where to get the best buy for your buck as far as food goes. A lot of things to think about. And she's good and she's very honest. She doesn't pull punches. And I think sometimes she has to do her videos in her SUV for some reason. But anyhow, Petara's a good person. Well, anyhow, that's all the shade outs. Yeah, right. The shout outs that I have, if I can learn to talk. How much sleep did you actually get last night? You know, just before I went to sleep, which is usually about 11:30, I think it was about 10 o'clock, I went around and changed all of my clocks. And some of them are hanging on, you know, you put little hanging nails on the wall and you put your clock on there. You have to take it off, reset it, and put it back on. And sometimes the nail goes into the stud or into the wall and so forth. And you're constantly changing stuff. And it drives me nuts. And I can change things on like alarm clocks I've got in the bedroom or a clock on the wall or this big clock I have to take down off of a wall. I have a big clock in the living room. I love it. It's a really nice clock. And then I have one in the garage and one in the laundry room. And of course, I have some even here in the studio area that I've got. But thank God they're automatic. I don't have to mess with those. But then you have to go out to the car and change the lot of the time on the car. It's not very easy. First, you got to unlock the car to get in. Yeah, right. You get in and you just go ahead and turn the car on, and then you just go ahead and hit your clock and change the time there. The trick of it is making sure that the clock is the same time as the other clocks. I just love time changes, don't you? Standard daylight savings time. I wish they would just leave it alone and not mess with it. It's true. Well, anyhow, we've got some stuff to cover here. And hopefully you survive your sleeping habits because of the time change. It takes me about 2 weeks. I don't know about you. Well, anyhow, there was something on X, which used to be called Twitter. And I saw this today and I thought, well, I'll just save it because we're talking about money. And somebody by the name of Mischief TM had a video on there, and the state of Maine budgeted $3.5 million for 60 migrant families to get free housing courtesy of the taxpayer. And somebody was bringing that up at a meeting, which equals to about $58,333.33 per family for breaking the law. Now, does that seem fair to the American taxpayer? You break the law, and then you're rewarded. Something doesn't sit right there. Something is not right. Let's say you were in Austria and you broke the law, you were there illegally. Would their government pay out $58,333.33 for you to live there? No. More than likely, you would be arrested and then you would be deported within a couple of days or a week. They don't mess around. Probably the same thing might happen in Hungary. Some places, some countries might put you in, let's put it this way, the gray bar hotel. You know what that is? Gray bars. Nice little cell for quite a while. Or they can put you in a work camp for violating the law, breaking into their country. I mean, if you go legally, it's fine. Follow the proper procedures to enter the country. Just don't expect to walk through and get paid $58,333.33. I don't think that's fair. Do you? Check it out. It was on X today, and you really should check that part out. Well, anyhow, guys, we have to get back to where we were going to do our show. Remember last week we had a situation where we were doing the show and all of a sudden the screen that I was working with just totally went blank. And we had to do everything kind of from memory, and that can be difficult. Well, I luckily the screen hasn't done that for me. And that's a good thing. Because Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog had something that was posted in Zero Hedge. It said, "We will have a hard landing at some point. I guarantee you that." And he said, "Can you guess who the quote in the article is from?" I'll give you a hint. It wasn't me. But it actually comes from a very big name on Wall Street. Ellen Zentner is Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. economist, and she is the one that said it. And she said, "We'll have a hard landing at some point, and I guarantee you that. We're all wondering, when does that come?" And the point that she likes to make is that there are these cumulative impacts that build over time, and we're in the camp that we haven't seen yet all of the tightening impacts from monetary policy. The worst is yet to come, in other words. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve, is not likely to reduce any interest rates anytime soon because of inflation. And inflation keeps running hotter than expected. And inflation increased by the largest amount in almost a year, according to the Fed's preferred measure, confirming expectations that interest rates will not be cut around June, or maybe until June. And if they're really bad, maybe they won't be cut for a longer time than that. She said the so-called core personnel consumption expenditures, or the PCE index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, increased 0.4% between December and January. Well, what did that do to your food? Did that cause your food to increase? Did that cause your energy prices to increase? You know, it was interesting today. I went to go shopping and I drove by my favorite gas station. And the price changed. It was now $3.28 a gallon. And a few days before, it was like $3.39 a gallon. And they come up with some excuse like, oh, we're changing from winter to summer blends. And that is the reason why we're changing the prices on the gas. Yeah, right. With everything that's going on in the Middle East, I think our gas prices are going to go up and not down. And this summer, they're going to have high gas prices. And the economy is not only affecting the United States, it's affecting other countries. And I was looking today, confidence in the global economy by country. And I thought, okay, will the global economy be stronger in 2024 than it was in 2023? Well, India and China and Indonesia and the Philippines and Thailand say, yeah. It's going to be stronger. And then when you start getting into further down the line, it's less. And when you get to the US, it's like 42% say it's better. 45% say, it's going to be bad. When you look at who's producing things, a lot of things are being produced in India, China, Indonesia, Philippines, and Thailand. And that's what's there. And then, you get into South Korea and so forth. They have good economy there. And for them, yeah, things are going to look good because we buy a lot of stuff from them. But it's not going to be good here. It's not going to be good here. Let's take a look at the inflation that we had in March so far. As far as January of 2024, the consensus was it was 3.2%. And that was according to Trading Economics, the tradingeconomics.com site. And February, it was 2.9%. And then the consensus was by March 12th, which wasn't too far away, it's going to be 3.1%. Now, it's right now, it's the 10th. We've got two more days to go. They're guesstimating it'll be 3.1%. That's not good. Because it costs more out of your pocket to pay for things. Now, you take it, information from NerdWallet, NERDWALLET.com. And if you ask the question, did the inflation peak in March? NerdWallet is saying pressures from food and energy are easing. And this continues the decline from the recent peak of 19.1% in March of 2023, which was the highest rate in increase in food prices since 1977. But look what's happening over in Europe. Remember I told you about the strikes that they're having over there and the farmers are really angry at the government for trying to cut back on their diesel and to cause them to cease farming? I mean, they make an income from growing food. And the government wants to shut them down. They've had big riots over there. And in Belgium, they even went in, I believe it's in Brussels, and the farmers had their tractors, and they just drove right into town, right into the main square, and they were protesting. In France, farmers were protesting. And I've seen videos of tractors hauling tanks of manure. Or as they say, like in the Midwest, we call it hooey. And they sprayed it on a government official's house. They were so angry. In Germany, there were a lot of protests. And the tractors lined up for miles. And in some cases, they shut down the traffic. In some cases, they shoved through the barricades that were set up by the police. And in one case, here comes the magical hooey wagon, goes into the crowd of police that are putting in barricades, and he turns the hooey wagon around. But you know what happened? As they were almost three quarters around, going the opposite direction from which they came, he turned on the pump, and there were a bunch of cops covered in, you know what? That would cause a lot of dry cleaning, wouldn't it? I mean, that could really ruin a uniform, let alone, I don't think you could go home to your family smelling like that. But that's what's been going on over in Europe. It's going to hit here. Farmers in Canada are protesting. It's only a matter of time before they protest here in the States. Now, if you take a look at what happened recently down in Oklahoma and Texas, there was a wildfire. Somehow it was set and it basically cooked up some beef, like about, I believe, 10,000 head of cattle. In other places, we've got chicken processing places catching fire. Does that just magically occur? Something's causing it. We're going to have higher beef prices and higher chicken prices. We're going to have higher fertilizer prices, according to the farmers. Next year is not going to be a fun year. So if you haven't prepared by getting ready to plant a garden, trying to get your meat on sale and get it into the freezer. Canned meat is good. There are a lot of companies that do canned meat. I'm familiar with Keystone. And Keystone is produced up in Lima, Ohio, and they supply a lot of different restaurants and they supply a lot of different groceries with canned meat. Canned beef, canned pork, canned hamburger, canned chicken, canned turkey. But the price has gone up. It used to be like $5 or $6 a can. It's up to over $10 a can now. But it's long term. It is good unless the can is dented or the seal is not right. And that's a rarity. But that meat is good for, you know, 3-4 years. And so stock up on it. And then stock up on things like Dinty Moore. Some people say, oh, that's not good stew. Hey, it's meat, it's protein. It works. Stock up on tuna. Stock up on chicken, anything canned. If you like corned beef, you can get it in cans. You can go to Wally World, better known as Walmart. Or you can go to Aldi's and get their variety. You can get canned meat there. At a reasonable price. But inflation is going up and up and up. And it's scary. In March of 2023, about March 31st, inflation was 4.98%. Now, I don't know about you, but that really eats into your wallet, doesn't it? Especially when gas goes high and you have to travel to work, you have to go to the grocery, you know, it gets expensive. you go in and if you only had $200 for a month for food, you would be probably spending the equivalent of probably $230 a month. It'd be about $30 more for buying food. And that's why I say live a simpler life. You don't have to have steak all the time. You know, you can get by with hot dogs. You can get by with hamburgers. You can stretch hamburger over a period of time. Well, what's the food inflation rate in the United States in 2024? Well, in January 2024, the food inflation was 2.6%, with food at home at 1.2%, and food away from home is 5.1%. And that's why the restaurants have higher prices. Now, are the prices going to go down in 2024? Axios is where I'm getting the information from. They expect the inflation average of 1.9% from 2024 to 2028, falling just under the Fed's 2.0% inflation rate. That's the target rate. Will it actually be that way? Who knows? With these farmer strikes, it could be a lot more. And that's why you have to be prepared. I know. Oh my God, he's talking about preparedness again. Yeah, I am. Because if you're not prepared, who's going to save your rear end? Then you take a look at layoffs. How many people in your neck of the woods are being laid off? You know, there was a list of layoffs that I got just before the show. Amazon, Microsoft, PayPal, Zoom, iRobot, Block, Levi Strauss, TikTok is even laying off, Google, Cisco, Salesforce, Citigroup, Riot Games, I've never heard of them, Duolingo, Meta, which is Facebook, is laying off, Twitch is laying off, eBay, Discord, Snap Inc., DocuSign, SAP, Instacart, Paramount, and Front Desk, and they're even more than that. You take a look at some of the big banks. They're cutting back on locations. They're getting rid of branch banks. They're not producing. They thought they could get their money. They didn't. The branches were not productive, and so now they're getting rid of them. It's getting tough. And you say, well, banks, why are they getting rid of them? Well, they're not making the money. And they make it out of derivatives. And you get your income from interest rates on loans. And if you don't make the loans and you don't get the interest rates, then the bank doesn't make the money. Then the shareholders don't like you. And they want results. They want to be paid a dividend. So you have to look at that. Yeah, the one big thing here is Amazon laying off in 2024. They said hundreds of jobs will be made redundant across Amazon Pharmacy and One Medical. And Amazon has this week confirmed that a few hundred jobs across its healthcare units will be cut. How about FedEx? Well, FedEx filed 34 WARN layoff notices from May 2001 to March 2024 in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, and Vermont. Yeah. WARN notices. It's going to be layoff time. If the economy isn't good, then companies like FedEx or UPS or others will lay people off. They don't have the work for them. And so there are going to be layoffs. And you take a look at the auto industry. If they can't get parts, then they can't produce. If they can't produce, they got to lay people off temporarily until they get the parts. Where are the parts made? Some could be made in China. Some could be made in Indonesia. Some could be made in the States. Where are the raw materials coming from? Well, it could be coming from China. Oh, yeah. There's an overdependence on China. They determined years ago that it was really cheap to move everything to China. And a friend of mine who had, they make airplane propellers and other things. But the government wanted them to put a plant in China so that they could make the propellers. And they were very cautious about it. And I think they pulled out of that deal. Some of it was proprietary and they didn't want that going into another country. And I just learned that they sell propellers through Germany to Russia. They sell propellers all around the world because they're still turboprop planes or regular engine type planes that require propellers. And they make very good propellers. Very good propellers. Matter of fact, their manufacturing company is about 2 miles from me, and their testing facility at the airport is about a mile from me, maybe a mile and a half. But they're built on honor. It's a very good company, and they pay their employees very well. But if they don't have the business, then some people might have to get laid off. Fortunately, there hasn't been any layoffs, and that's a good thing. There were some articles about fewer employees put education requirements, or fewer employers, not employees, but employers put education requirements in job postings this year, according to Indeed. And this came from Bill Pan, P-A-N, from the Epoch Times. And he said, job openings that require formal education credentials are gradually disappearing this year on Indeed. And that was a popular job search website. And as of this January, some 52% of job postings in the United States didn't come with any education requirements at all. And that's up from 48% at the same time in 2019, according to a February 27th report by Indeed Hiring Lab, the company's economic trend analyst wing. And over the same five-year period, the share of postings requiring at least some kind of a formal education has fallen across nearly every school level, with postings requiring a bachelor's degree or above seeing the sharpest job by 2.6 percentage points, according to that report. And in addition, only 17.8% of the U.S. jobs posted on Indeed required a four-year degree or higher, dropping from a 20.4% in the past 5 years. Now, if you're going to a trade school, or like they call them around here, a career center or joint vocational school, your chances of making some really decent money in HVAC, you know, air conditioning, heating, or other trades are a lot better than actually going to college for 2 years or even four-year degrees. And that's something to consider. But a lot of people just aren't saying, well, you need to have this amount of education for this type of a job in the workforce. There was a thing that I was going to talk about, and we do have some time, and I also posted it on our website on Facebook. And it came from Yahoo Finance, and it was entitled Five Ways to Transfer Money from One Bank to Another. Did you know in some cases you don't have any charges for doing that? In other cases, you have a longer waiting period. Let's say your bank was in trouble and you thought, well, I'm going to get my money out or some money out of that bank and move it to another one. And you might have two or three banks that you work with. And you say, well, my money comes electronically deposited to X bank. I will move it to Y bank. And I'll just go ahead and write a check and deposit it in my Y bank account. Well, it takes a couple days for that to clear. It's not immediately. Sometimes it's an ACH, electronic transfer, which can be a one-day transfer at the most. Sometimes it's even quicker. Large amounts of money, however, the bank is going to sit on that for a while to process that to see if they've got enough money to transfer to another bank. Somebody told me one time they went into the bank and they wanted to cash a $5,000 check. And the $5,000 check was to pay for some improvements around the house, and the contractor wanted to be paid in cash. And so he went to cash the money, and he wrote the check, cashed the money, and they said, well, we can't cash it right now. You have to come back to the bank tomorrow and we'll have your money for you. And then he came back to the bank the next day and they said, well, now you have to talk to the branch manager because he has to know what you're using the money for. Now, you know that if it's anything above $10,000, I think it's $10,000 or above, you have to fill out a FinCED, F-I-N-C-E-D, 104 form. And you have to say what you're using the money for because they think you're using it for illicit drugs. Oh, yeah. So you have to tell them what it's for. In other words, you have to declare it. But the guy went back and the branch manager said, well, you know, we'll get your money in just a couple minutes, but what are you using the money for? And the guy said, I got to pay a contractor and he likes to be paid in cash. And I'm doing remodeling on my house and I'm not taking out a loan for it. I'm taking the money out to pay because I get a better rate that way. I don't have to pay interest on it. Okay, so they got him the money. And he went and paid his contractor in cash. And he didn't have to pay interest and got a very good rate on the quality of the build and everything else. So that's something to check into. But if you went up and you said, well, you know, I want to write off a check for $9,500, you might have to talk to the branch manager in a couple of days. The bank just does not have that on hand for everybody to take out their money. So if you're going to transfer funds, you want to be able to do that over a period of time and make sure that when you transfer your funds, you're taking from one bank to a better bank. And if a bank was into the toxic asset relief program, the TARP program, and you think that they're going back into their old bad habits, maybe you want to get your bank money transferred to maybe a farm bank, or maybe you want to get it transferred to a credit union. I know Glenn Beck was saying, get your money into a credit union quickly. Well, I don't know. You have to make your own research happen and you have to determine what you're going to do. But anyhow, if you go to our page in Facebook, you're going to see five ways to transfer money from one bank to another. And it's pretty detailed. It was written by Kat Katrina. Can you mention that name? T-R-E-T-I-N-A. Kat Katrina. Check that out. And it also has some advertisements about other banks you could take a look at. But it talks about fees and speed and security and convenience. So you want to take a look at that on our Facebook page, moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. What got me this week? I'll tell you what, they had a thing about pork. And pork in government is little things you add to a bill for your different area where you live. And your congressman will tack on pork, or your senator will tack on pork to a bill. And according to Jacob Berg of the Epoch Times, he wrote one that was called "A Pork Fest of Epic Proportions. Congress Passes Spending Package to Avert the Shutdown." And what they said, a Senate passes six government funding bills on March 8th to avoid impending shutdown deadline that was poised to activate at midnight later that night. And the senators approved the funding package 75-22 early in the evening on March 8th, after the hours of debate. It was after the hours working a deal. And it was passed by both the Democrats and Republicans, according to the article. Now, Rand Paul was talking about it. He had examples of what was being spent. And some of it was just nonsense. And they were spending, you know, so many million for this and so many million for that. You know, maybe funding for the design of a bird sanctuary in Hawaii or whatever. Watching how many times a cat sips milk instead of water. Crazy stuff. But it goes back to the state. It's part of the pork bill. They don't need that stuff. And they cram all this stuff in a bill. And they expect it to pass to keep the government open. Everybody gets their money. And we get the shaft. It's not a good deal. I think I posted that also on Facebook. If not, I will have it there. Rand Paul made some very good analogies on this thing. The coming of the police state in America, you might want to check that out. Because if you go to New York, guess who is going to be in the subway? The National Guard. For some reason, they called the National Guard and the state police to patrol the New York City subway. It was done in an attempt to do something about the explosion of crime. I think back when Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York, they really didn't have a lot of crime. But lately, I think due to the liberals in New York and a lot of the illegal immigrants in New York, there's a problem. And the mayor likes to make edicts. So according to the report from Jeffrey Tucker, there was no legislation, no debate, just an edict from the mayor. This is what we're going to do. Seems like to me, only the governor can call out the National Guard. Maybe the mayor could request it, but he just doesn't come out with an edict. No, we're calling the National Guard and having them come in here to patrol the subway. And you could look at it like this. First, there's a lockdown. Then there's loss of a moral compass and spreading of loneliness and whatever. Rioting results from citizen frustration. The police are absent because of maybe no funding. And a rise of uncontrolled immigration refugees. That's New York. An epidemic of bad health from substance abuse and otherwise. Yeah, that's in New York. San Francisco, maybe Los Angeles, other places. Businesses flee the city. How would you like it if your store was being either vandalized or robbed on a continual basis? That's called shrinkage. What are you going to do? if I was in a corporate situation and I was losing money out of a location and we could not stem the theft and everything, I would shut the business down in a heartbeat. And until you people behave, the business is closed. That's it. We're done. I'm not going to take any more losses in my business. And then what happens when the businesses pull up? Then the city goes into decay because they're losing income from the taxes on sales. And that's a bad thing. And then you get more cops downtown and everything else. It builds and builds and builds. It's doing that in Chicago, some of the largest cities in the United States. Especially when you get into San Francisco, that is a mess. I mean, I've seen some pictures of the stuff. I've seen some reports of it. It's a cesspool. New York is going to become a cesspool. Maybe Boston will become a cesspool. Chicago will be a cesspool. Businesses will leave. And then they're going to say, well, we need taxpayer money. Oh, yeah. Hey, there was a report. We got just a couple of minutes here, but there was a report about taking microplastics out of water. You need to read up on things like this, but they said boiling hard tap water removes up to 90% of the microplastics, according to a study, and it was done by Amy Dahanke, D-A-H-N-K-E, and it said boiling tap water is good for more than just killing certain harmful pathogens. It can also destroy contaminants such as microplastics and chemicals, making the drinking water safer. You want to check that one out. Well, hey, guys, just before we leave, you know, the national debt is at $34,499,874,900,000 as we speak. That's $102,582 per citizen or $266,499 per taxpayer. And that's on usdebtclock.org. You want to check that one out. That will really get your mind really going. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I have this week. And I'll tell you what, we'll get back with you later on next Sunday with all the information that's out there. And by golly, I hope to heck I can help you save some money and get through this inflation. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. You have a good week, and we'll talk with you next Sunday. Check out our money page, Facebook page. See ya. For the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. No. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sings. It's not about the money.